On today's LSJ News podcast, we're discussing whether Michael Jackson, who has not been convicted of any crime in a court of law, should be banned from the radio over allegations made in the new documentary Leaving Neverland. Stations across the world, including in Canada and New Zealand, have made that decision. Here in Lincoln, Siren Radio has taken Michael Jackson songs out of rotation, but hasn't outright banned him. I spoke with managing editor Andrew David.
We have very clear objectives in everything we do. We are an Ofcom licensed radio station, therefore we are bound by the guidelines issued by Ofcom, and we're also bound by the 2003 and the 2015 amendment to the Communications Act. So we are really heavily involved in moderating everything we do, and it all goes through basically me, because I've had 40 years experience both in the BBC and the last 12 years here. It has to be legal, decent and honest, and it has to be age appropriate, Lincoln centric if possible, and content rich. That's what we guide ourselves with. The age appropriate thing is the most important driver. Well, our age on the license, if you look at it on key commitments, is 9 to 24. Therefore we have a responsibility to our under 18-year-old listeners. Now, I'm a father, and I've had under 18-year-old daughters in my family. They're not now. And if you ask me how I judge it, it's very simple. This is what I say to all the staff. It's so your mum's driving you, and you're in the front seat, okay? You're playing football, and she's just taking you from football, and you've got your younger sister in the back. She's driving her and you to her ballet lesson, okay? And a song comes on. Oh, that's Michael Jackson. Isn't he a nasty person who's done something bad with people? How does Mum explain that? So, what we did on the Michael Jackson situation is to say, the difficulty is you can't sue the dead. Okay, so all of this allegations thing is the big A, allegations. But we had to say, what would be the feeling if we were playing lots of Jackson tracks? So for a month, we decided as a management team that what we were going to do was to take them out of rotation. It doesn't stop presenters choosing them, but they would all understand, because they know about the guidelines and good taste and decency and things like that. They would understand that they'd need to refer it either to myself or to Ryan or one of the senior team.
An interesting perspective there from Andrew David of Siren Radio, suggesting that the music itself could be a trigger to discussing the allegations, which those themselves aren't age appropriate to Siren's target audience. Not something I'd considered. But I'm joined now in studio by two LSJ News reporters, Sam Steers and Oliver Pridmore. We'll go to you first then, Sam. I mean, are you a fan of Michael Jackson to begin with? Do you listen to his music?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only Michael Jackson, but I'm a fan of music in general. And personally, I have absolutely no problem with Michael Jackson's music being played on the radio. I think he's a great dancer, he's a great musician, and an even better singer. So really, I can't see what the fuss is all about.
Do you think that because the allegations haven't been proven in a court of law and he's not been convicted, that we shouldn't really pay heed to this documentary?
I think until some kind of action has been taken, we should continue to enjoy what he did, what legacy he left for us.
What do you think, Oliver?
So my question would be, if these allegations were then proven true in a court of law, would you stop listening to his music then?
Interesting question. No, I don't think so. I don't have any problem with it. Just because he's done something wrong, it doesn't mean that we should stop recognising his fantastic legacy.
It's very interesting, of course. We don't actually know. Obviously, you've been having a lot of conversations, Keelan, with the various radio stations. We don't actually know of any who have actively banned his songs. It seems to be, from the conversations you've had, that they've just sort of either taken them out of circulation or they're justifying not playing his records because they're not in the charts anymore. Is that right?
I think the only stations that have actually banned him outright are in Canada and New Zealand. BBC Radio 2 put out a statement earlier this week that they haven't banned his music, but that they focus on chart hits and current music, and he just doesn't come up whether this documentary had happened or not. They probably just wouldn't be playing it anyway.
because obviously it's interesting at the minute. We are in a situation where we're not in a courtroom as yet, and we're in the situation where Channel 4 have broadcast this documentary, which has sparked the entire debate itself. That was based on the alleged victims and their story. Michael Jackson is not here to defend himself. And because we're not in the courtroom, we haven't got the other side of the story yet. But it seems as though the very presence of the allegations has been enough for some radio stations to curtail playing the music.
I did talk with earlier today the founder of the Michael Jackson Innocent campaign, who have been putting ads up on London buses countering what was shown in that film. And the founder did bring up an interesting thing that, you know, every couple of years this debate is reignited. A few stations ban his music. You know, it's all over the news for a few days and eventually it all dies down again. And the fact that Michael Jackson isn't here to defend himself and there never will be a court case, I think in the end this will all blow over and most of us will probably go back to listening to the classics wherever we may be.
It's an interesting debate as well over whether the fans of Michael Jackson should be leading this choice over whether to play his music or whether the broadcaster should be leading the public. I don't know. Obviously, we're in this situation where there's no active legal proceedings yet, so that choice could, in theory, be placed upon the fans rather than the broadcasters.
I think it has to be a bit of a balancing act because the broadcasters themselves obviously answer somewhat to their listeners. And I'm sure some of their listeners probably are Michael Jackson fans, and I'm sure some of them probably aren't. I'm not sure, as a broadcaster, how you would measure that. Do you listen to the loudest controversy on Twitter, or do you assume that there's a silent majority that don't care either way? It's a tough decision.
So, Sam, you've said you're not, that you're at the minute still listening to his music. Would you be in favour of the fans having more of a say on this issue?
Yes, I think the fans should be allowed to voice their opinions and have their say, because after all, they are the ones listening to the radio stations. So I think it's only fair that they get the chance to influence that decision.
Of course, but if you flip that around, radio stations are owned by corporations, private individuals, communities. They all have their input as well. And there's nothing stopping fans from listening to his music. We have Spotify, we have MP3 downloads these days. If you want to listen to Michael Jackson, no one is stopping you. If a certain radio station is not playing his songs, then you can just as easily go on digital radio and change the dial or whatever and find a station that does play his songs.
So I suppose what you're saying is that for the fans of Michael Jackson now who still want to listen to his music, that's got to be a very active decision for them, you know, whereas before they might passively listen to the songs as they're driving home in the car on the radio. Now it's got to be this active choice of seeking out the music on Spotify, as you said, or the MP3 downloads. And I suppose even if these allegations are proven true, that would still be the case, that his work would still be out there to be found by those who still wish to listen to it.
Well, I think we've covered a range of opinions here today on the LSJ News podcast. I want to thank you, Sam Steers and Oliver Pridmore, for joining me today.
You're extremely welcome.
And for the latest breaking news in and around Lincoln, obviously keep it locked on lsjnews.co.uk.